بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The subject today is something which we all need it at all times. The more you repeat the thing, the more you find you not. You see, when it becomes old, a subject, well, now you have completed, you made yourself perfect in that subject. Otherwise, if you repeat that subject, the purpose of repeating is to bring that into your life. So the subject is anger. That is something which is instilled into us and we are not prepared to take it out of us. And everyone says it's very difficult. Nothing is difficult if you make effort. Because in the man, worldly matters, you notice that man works very hard. No matter how difficult it is, he does not say it's difficult. Because he's got a goal, you see. He wants to reach that goal, so no matter how difficult it is, no more difficult, because I want to reach that. So likewise, this one act of anger, if you can only control it and bring it under the control, then it's not difficult. But if you show no importance to it, and well, it's one of those things, then you get no answers. You have to work towards it. Everything you have to work towards. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he ask him? He said, show me which act which is very great in eyes of Allah. Which act? What do you think he said? He replied, do not get angry. Not yet. He did not say read namaz. He did not say do this, read Quran. Because that's also enjoying doing it. You read namaz, you have to read namaz. But something which he knows that which makes Allah Ta'ala very, makes in the eyes of Allah become very high, you do not get angry. And day after, he asked other few questions to him, to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With all the answers what he said to him, do not get angry. In every question he asked, he only told him, do not get angry. Do not get angry. And it's obvious this much that, you know, anger is something which will come into us. Must come. But you must control anger. A time must come that when you begin to control anger, you find so many people for years, you know, they're reading namaz, they're reading tajud namaz, they're reading takbir, you know, zikr and all that. But that anger has not left them at all. They become so old, it's like a bark, you know. After that old bark, what happens? You can't do anything about it. That will remain in you. Like one person, I was shocked, you know, he's telling me, my father was like that, so I'm also like that. My father was an angry person, had so much anger in him, so I'm also falling into. But it's so much of, you know, unpleasantness at home, just because of this anger. What is wrong with us that we get angry and then we regret? You hurt the person's heart and then you regret. What's a regret for? You have already caused the harm. So before you do anything, think before you do it. That's very important. So something like this is, it is not such thing as you cannot control your anger. Anger could be controlled because it's obvious when someone very stronger than you come in front of you, then where's your anger that time? It's obvious where's your anger that time. That time you forget your anger too. That time where that thing came from. So likewise, just that how it came on, at the time when anger comes into you, bring that condition in you that I must not get angry. And the moment you begin to get angry, you must think to yourself, I am getting angry for one act of his. I have done so much of wrong to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala never got angry with me at all. If Allah Ta'ala has to get angry with me, what is my position? I am taking that person to task for one act, and that too for my benefit, not only before deen. And I am getting angry for my nafs. And I've done so much against the law of Allah, Allah not get angry once a week. So how much you have to control your anger, then people. That's why they say you must be able to control your anger, think very carefully what you are doing. Because once you utter those words, then you cannot turn back. You cannot turn back no matter what happens. The quality of tolerance is so important. Tolerance, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran speaks of sabr in so many places. Why? Because sabr is so important. Sabr is very important. It's very easy to say, I made sabr. But when you face a situation, at that time to see whether you have really made sabr or not. There is a lot of ladies, you know, women, I made so much of sabr, my sabr is finished now. Whether what sabr did you make? Did not make any sabr at all. Sabr is that you do not speak one word. Sabr is that you do not claim that I made sabr. Sabr is between you and Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin, that Allah Ta'ala is with you. So when they say those things that they must think that they make sabr, but in reality, one did not make sabr at all. And that person who controls his anger, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. Allah Ta'ala forgives him. And not only that pleases him to والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, one is we praise you, and one Allah Ta'ala praises you. We praise you is something else, but Allah Ta'ala praises you is something else. So والكاظمين الغيظ, you know what? Look at that person, you know, Zin Rabilin or whoever it was, when the time was eating, having his meals, it so happened that the servant of his dropped the hot curry on him, on himself, his body. He got burnt. He looked at her, which is normal. Which is normal. He got angry, but when he looked at her, not like us, what will you do to that person? Whether it's a child, whether it's your wife, what will you do to that person? We finish that person. He looked at the person, but that person won't call the mean of way. That won't call the mean of way. In other words, Allah Ta'ala loves that person who holds on to his anger. And the moment he said that, he held, I forgive you. وَلَا عَفِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, he forgive us. And that's a time that Allah يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah Ta'ala. Now why is Allah Ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran and show importance to this thing here? It merely is for us to read. The Quran is for us to act on. So it's obvious this much when anger comes, Allah Ta'ala loves that person so much that he forgives him. And also Allah Ta'ala protect that person who at the time he does not use vulgar language, does not insult horrible words. Because today we use a lot of horrible words. The worst word you call the wise things of Allah, but and all horrible things everyone else too. But if that person will control those things, Allah Ta'ala protects him. Allah Ta'ala will actually cover his faults. That person, when the time he's got the power to talk, to insult people, to say horrible things like the husband to the wife or the wife to the husband, and she or he holds on to it and does not say it, then Allah Ta'ala will also, on the day of Qiyamah, will cover their faults. So one side, if you cover one person's fault here, Allah Ta'ala covers your fault there. So this is very important. And you must know in Jahannam, there's a door only for those who get angry. There's a special door for the Jahannam, that door is only for those who get angry. Yet you come to realize that people are making angry all the time. There is no drink that is more nearer and halal at the time when you get angry to drink that drink. To drink that, what is halal, haram, but halal to drink? What is haram, but halal to drink? And that's anger. That is anger. And today we become so vulgar that it is sad to say. We become so vulgar that we begin to swear one another's mother and father's name. Sahaba Ikram, I mentioned this again, I'm telling it to you today. Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, that do you know that the worst person is that person who swears one's mother? Sahaba Ikram was something new to them. So they don't know, they don't believe it. Say, Ya Rasulullah, can anyone swear one's mother? He said, yes, when you say a person, your mother is like that, then that person, your mother and father like that. So one side, you are cursing that other person. I don't have to tell you, it's so common nowadays. It's happening so common. And no one takes it seriously. And yet the Sahaba has to be warning. It's not possible that we swear one mother and father. So there's something to drink that's halal. And the moment a person when he drinks that anger, not going for the sake of Allah, then that Allah Ta'ala brightens his heart with iman. His iman becomes brightened more, his iman becomes stronger. Because he had all the strength to do all the wrong things, and the strength to say all the wrong things. Yet he did not say it. He had the power of saying everything, but he does not say one word. Does not say it. Not a word, he says. Imam Fudayl ibn Aliyaz rahmatullah Ali, he was a sheikh of Ibrahim and Adam rahmatullah, and Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah Ali. You know what they say? There is in the acts, the most virtuous acts, there is nothing more than sabr. There is nothing more greater than sabr. How much what you get in sabr, you can get nowhere else. You get nowhere else. And that's why they say Allah Ta'ala, Inna Allah ma'as sabir. When a person makes sabr, then he does not worry at all, because he was someone who is most greatest than Allah Ta'ala. But he had to make sabr. That? Khalifa Umm Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi. One person came and spoke to him very harshly. Now listen to this, because we are faced with those things. You know, when your own worker comes and speaks to you very harshly, speaks to you, take off with you. He may be bad with you, bad words he may use to you. How would we respond? If we respond, because why is he speaking to me like that? I am the boss. I am the boss. I am more superior than why he speaks to me. Who was more superior than the woman of Abdul Aziz rahmatullah? When that person was so harsh to him, so insulting, what he says? What he said to him? The moment he spoke to him that way, he made sure that he spoke to him more softly, more kindly. Then what he told him that much? He told him this much. Your desire was that I must get angry. Your desire was that I must get angry. And that Shaitan must control me. Shaitan must control me so that I get angry. And in other words, in the day of Qiyamah, I'll be answered. They had the idea of Qiyamah in front of them. They always had that I'm facing Allah Ta'ala one day. So when he got angry, he said, you are desired for me to get angry. Why? So that if I get angry, then you'll be controlling me on the day of Qiyamah. I'll be answered there. Shaitan the whole. So if we listen to these kind of stories, it's not a story, it's something to bring to our lives. If you want a better home, if you want a more life that is very, very, wealthy and healthy, the most important thing is bring this quality in you, not to have anger in you. Not to have anger in you. Whether it's your servant, whether it's your friend, whether it's your wife. No matter how much she get angry, but you must never get angry. No matter what. I always think one master should so much emphasize on Gusama. I'm surprised, you know, that is the root of all the wrongs. My husband always says, Gusamat go. He used to say, sacrifice is good, Zabat go. Cut the thing, have Zabat, make Zabat. Whether it's your child, you have to make it, you know, sacrifice it, but not the end. Because the end result is very severe, it's very harmful. So, this is what happened with anger. It's so important this month that we must try to control our anger. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, one murid of his wrote to him, he said, Hazrat, I get very angry. Give me some solution. And he was from Lucknow. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullah wrote to him that, my Hakim is there, my Khalifa. You go and sit in his company. You go and sit in his company. And told him not to speak to you, just go sit in company. And after 15 days, you must report to me. So he went and sat down for 15 days, Hakim Sahib is doing his work. And this brother is doing his work. He is not talking to each other at all. They are not talking at all. Hakim Sahib is attending to his patients. And this Mota is sitting down here. They don't know each other, they are sitting down there. Not one day in that 15 days, this Hakim Sahib spoke to him, nor did he speak to him too. But the Thani Rahman told him that after 15 days, give me a report. However, 15 days came, and he wrote to the Thani Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, anger is gone. Alhamdulillah, anger. But see, I don't understand. I don't understand. So what you don't understand is that 15 days I stayed there, that man is doing his work. I'm sitting down there, not a day he asked me, what for you came? How come still the effect took place? What is it? This is what you come to know when you sit in the company of pious people. You only want value than that. He says, you know, that man, in other words, he had a lot of tolerance in him. You can see he's looking at the patients, he's not fighting the patients, talking to them so nicely with kindness and the rest of it. And he's not bothered with you. But while you're sitting down there, he's going directly to you. That act, this action of his, that good act of his is directed to you also. Because you are also sitting down quietly. So in this way what happened, you did not see the effect at all. But immediately now you come to realize that this is my you sitting by a person of that kind. Because you are the person of tolerance that brought that condition to you. So we learn this from this, that we have to sit in people of that kind. So you sit in the people of that kind with a true sincere intention. Sincere intention is not right. True intention is to sit within that company, then you see how quickly and how very quickly that same condition comes to you too. But you won't realize it, you only realize after that, by just sitting there. Yeah, complain, do not complain about the tool and the truth. You see, it's something to really understand, that anger is something which will always come. A person, he came to Hazrat Salman from Allah Ta'ala and told him, no. He cursed him, insulted him, and told him all the wrong things. But we get those people telling us to that. We find people insulting us. We get our wives insulting us too. The people who insult him are their wives. Because they got the guts to do it, you see. But they can't insult anyone with other husband. Husband, no matter how rich he is, how strong he is, but in front of the wife, they will be even like a small. You know, if your own, who said he's higher than Allah Ta'ala, he might control him, what else one more than that? His wife controlled him. He wanted to take Musa alayhi salam and kill him. But the way she told him and so nicely that he forgot it. So woman can, she can take you away. The wife can take you away. So but she'll tell you, she's free to talk to you. So if she tell you all kind of filthy words and all the horrible words, you must not take it in heart. What are you taking in heart for? End of the day, you're still a boss. You're still a boss. But you don't know, you don't realize that. Because the moment she says you all those things, the next moment she tells you, you so nicely, what happened now? You think you are nice, you're talking to me like these horrible words, the next moment you talk to me like she's the best man's wife. So we have to learn those things, that there are people of that kind. There are people of that kind. Mahajan always should tell you, you know, obey him. You can't straighten them, they're always crooked. So leave them crooked, leave them like that. So when they do those kind of things, that they tell you all those kind of things, you mustn't get uptight. You must not flare up. Where the majesty is sitting on them? The majesty is, do not flare up. You must say, yes, you deserve it. You deserve it. I must have done something wrong, that is expecting me. If they fit in the white. Like one person who does something wrong outside, when he comes home, he gets affected. You say, you know, I did this wrong, therefore the whole family will be affected. So likewise here too, as it says, that when a wife, you know, she says whatever she wants to say, but you must be under the control. You must be able to control yourself and overlook those shortcomings. So Hazrat Salman, when the person told him that, you know, you insulted him in every way, he only said one thing, the thing that you are insulting me, if it is worse than his birth, if it's worse than my good deeds, then I don't know what you have. You might do good deeds more than that. But good deed is more than what you're insulting me. But if your thing is more worse than my bad deeds, the insult, then no doubt my bad deeds more, then you know, no doubt I must be toba. I'm worse than that. I'm worse than that. So if someone has to tell you, you know, you are like this and you're like that, think to yourself, he's telling me that, but if I'm not like, what was what it was? If he told me like that, even the wife tell you to. The wife says, you're a show off. The wife says, you are like this. The wife says, let her tell her what you tell. But you think yourself, she's telling you, what she's telling you. And after that, she hears someone else, you know, your husband was very nice, you know, she is very happy. She says, tell me more about him now. She says, what happened then? So what happened that now? So one side she's telling you like that, and the next moment is someone telling you, your husband was so good and this and that. They say, yeah. So she forgot what she said to you. So in other words, you have to understand how to live with them. This anger is the thing that brought about all this marriage is breaking and everything. Every small thing, marriage is breaking today. Every small thing. Every second person I'm meeting there today also, management break. Not even 1 month, more than 2 months. What? Only because of this one thing. You don't know how to control yourself. Learn to control yourself, ladies. So what he said so nicely to him, that he says, you know what? No doubt about it. Likewise, if you're a show-off, we told one person told him, you're a show-off. Now if someone tells you, you're a show-off, what do you do? You look at him with two eyes. When you look at him, you know, you mark him down. You mark him down. When you come to that, that's the person like that. What do you think this Buzhu said? Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. When that person tells you, you're a show-off, he said, no, you recognize me, you know me best. You know me best. He didn't go and tell him others. So this is how we are supposed to be. This is how we are supposed to be. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. One person told him, I want to get married to your mother. Now, do you know something? Do you know if someone says, you know, I'm getting married to your mother, what's the meaning of that? You take it as an insult. You fight with him too. Imam Hanifa did not say one word. He says, no, my mother is big enough. To ask her, no problem. While he's walking, but because he was mocking at him, while he's walking towards the house, he just opened the door, he turned back, that man was beheaded. And Imam Hanifa looked at him and said, oh Allah, my sabr has killed him. When you make sabr, Allah ta'ala takes over. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When you make sabr, Allah ta'ala takes over. But your sabr was the kind that you and Allah, no one else. He did not say, I made sabr. He said, my sabr caught. One Buzhu was walking. While the Buzhu was walking, one person was mocking at that Buzhu. The Buzhu told his murid, give him one shot. Give him one shot. He did not give him one shot. He delayed. He passed away there. He said, oh. By your delay, Allah brought him. Allah brought him. So how important it is to make sabr? Sabr is something that every one of us should know. And what's the reason for sabr? What's the reason for crying? The reason for them crying. Why that person told me like this? I'm not supposed to be told like this. Oh, if someone says, you know, you're not a good sportsman. I'll give you an example. You know, you're not a good sportsman. You're like this. You're not a good, businessman. He is telling you, you're not a businessman. So what about you? You know what can be done now. But now he told you get affected. Why do you want people to be affected? In no words you want to get affected. No insult. Anyone insults you must not affect you. If any kind of insult affects you, that you can be angry. And anger is something Allah does. So if you have this in mind, to keep yourself in this way all the time, that everyone should think for a moment how to take out this anger in front of us. And the best thing is to think before you speak. Think before you speak. You know, we don't realize, we speak and day after we realize what we spoke. So if someone speaks, Hazrat, he always tell us, soch kar kaam karo. Soch kar baatein karo. Taake pata chale ke kya baat ho rahi hai. Now you're not thinking and you're talking and then when you discuss the matter, you come to realize I made the biggest mistake. And once you said it, you can't work. So Allah Ta'ala made dua to Allah Ta'ala, is anger must come out. The only thing that anger, take it out of it. We must listen to this bayan all the time so it must not come into us. But this is the only thing that breaking anyone. For every small thing, you read namaz here, you go home, when the food is not on time, you suppose one person came and told me, you know, when I leave my namaz at home, the food not there, I'm getting what up there. I said, what you must do when you go home and the food not right there? Don't help your wife, don't go near her too. You go take one Quran and read Quran. Or to read namaz. But don't go in front of her. Because now you're getting so hot, you get more hot than something. So whatever good deed you have done, you have lost all that too. Likewise, every other thing too. And you sit in the car, the wife is delayed. Kalas. Kalas. But when your friend delays, you don't worry. When you go someone and wait for someone, and that's your friend, you don't worry. But your wife delayed, you know. Either she got this work to do, that work to do, and you getting tied up in there. Why? You're not engaged in zikr of Allah. When a woman is being engaged in zikr of Allah, when she comes, she'll come. I always tell my friends, when you go to the supermarket, you go to the malls, if the wife is doing her work, you do your work. You do your work. Either you're not going with her, you sit on the car, make the zikr of Allah. But appreciate the time. Make the zikr of Allah. When she comes, she'll come. But you are engaged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that way, you not get angry, you will not get angry. Especially when it comes to like a person comes from work, and that's the time the wife is busy with her kitab that time. Instead of going to the kitchen, she's working for kitabs.
Husband comes there, I'm hungry, yeah? She really want a kitab there. She's got a lunch at ask anymore, yeah? And then he says, some even go to that extent. Yes, today one lady came to me. My husband telling me, what is the insomal namaz? What is insomal Quran? So I told him, you mustn't allow him to say those things. When he comes, close everything and tell him. So not allow him to say this. I said, you're allowing him to say those things. So close all those things and attend to him. Even if you read your nafil namaz, but the husband comes home, which is very, very, you must know he's coming from work. He's very tired. When he comes to the house, close all your books and attend to him. If it did not be the nafil namaz, there will be no sin to him. But keep his heart. If you keep his heart, he'll be happy. Allah Ta'ala will be happy. Allah's rahmat can house you. The only way to get rid of that, they will get angry, but you must not get angry. Don't ever think to yourself, why she told me that I must tell her that. Anyone for it matter, the secret of keeping oneself away from anger is, a person can speak to anyhow, but in return, I will not speak to them. Whether it's a wife, whether it's a servant, whether anyone, I will not speak to that. That must be your rule. Inshallah, you won't get angry. And if you get angry, the best way to turn away from Nabi Kandisar gave us that is to see. If a person is angry, he's sitting down, to stand up. Or walk away from them. You know, the husband, one day, the husband and wife, they're fighting so much. I don't like to say the story, because if you give the story, then when you tell that woman to do that, they say, no, I heard the story, so I won't do it now. Husband and wife fighting one way, Allah, oh. Now, she came to the Buzhuk, and said, you know, I'm fighting my husband every day, not a day with peace. So, okay, I'll give you one thing. And she said, some water, he made some dump. He said, only one thing. You see, when this water you're drinking, when a husband fights, will leave the water in their mouth. Not going down to it. Leave it in their mouth then. That's all. And walk it. So she said, I'm nothing there. Husband saw nothing happening yet now. What's happening yet? So after a few days, when he told her the truth, they said, they just carry on there. Just carry on with that. Inshallah, there will be sukoon and happiness. Someone has to keep quiet. If the wife can't keep quiet, the husband must keep quiet. Inshallah, in that way, there will be barakat. And with no anger. See, the end is anger. Anger is the worst thing. And my husband always knows, Allah Akbar. Two things my husband should say. Gusta paas na hai. I don't know how, the way she says that he does not like it. And there is jada na sona. Do not sleep too much. Do not sleep. Everything must be in moderation. But anger must keep away. Inshallah, Ta'ala, you don't get angry with anyone. People must say, this person, you don't get angry at all. Like one deaf person, Hazri told, one person told Hazri, this was a deaf person. So, or who kisi ki ribat nahi sunte. It's true. The person, deaf person won't listen. So, likewise, someone told Hazri, this person, gussa nahi hai. Now, theek hai. That's the right thing. He never said to me, Hazrat, you need to have the namaz. He never said, this one is not a Quran. That you can see. Hazrat would go suddenly. Don't get angry. Does not get angry with him. I know one person, you know, was working for a bank. And after 65 years, he was going out. They said that we had one quality he saw in you, no one I see you saw, and that you never get angry. Well, now, what a big thing is. Do not get angry. Angry is something that brings about a lot of animosity and you know, dushmani. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala must work out with me in a way. Remember this story. That, you know, that person, that food that came onto him, that hot food dropped on him. You only look at it, but you forget it. So if someone tells us the horrible things of any kind, do not look the second time. But just make, I forgive you. May dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, namaltani, tawfiq nasib, wa akhuna, alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban. Rabbana dhalamna anfusana, wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma rabbana tawaffana muslimina wa hibna wa shana, khayra sultan wa al-muslimin, fatura samawati, hamdu wa liyyati shumma, tawaffani muslimin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala, alhamdulillah.
पानी ठंडा पानी और कुछ